This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States said Thursday it stands with the people of China in their fight for human rights on the eve of the anniversary of Beijing's deadly Tiananmen crackdown amid heightened tensions between the two economic giants. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country will, in his words, honor the sacrifices of those killed 32 years ago and the brave activists who carry on their efforts today in the face of ongoing government repression. Meantime, thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets later today, Friday, to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risk time in prison. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security of democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as arrangements can be made to ship them out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can almost bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in this new emerging coalition are people who are traditionally allies of Netanyahu, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause. But it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. At least two people died Thursday after a residential building collapsed and caught fire in the working-class area of Rio de Janeiro. The neighborhood is known to be controlled by organized crime groups reportedly involved in the construction of many substandard buildings. Officials in Chile say the country is facing the collapse of its healthcare system due to a lack of hospital beds to care for COVID-19 patients. Some 97% of Chile's hospital beds are now filled with severely ill COVID-19 patients, even though 52% of its people have gotten anti-COVID vaccines. In the capital, Santiago, home to 8 of the country's 19 million Chileans, 99% of its hospital beds are at capacity. In Chile, just over 1 million people have been affected with COVID-19. 29,000 have died as a result of the virus. And France said Thursday it would suspend joint military operations with Malian forces after the West African country's second coup in 9 months, adding to international pressure for the military junta to return civilians to position of power. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.